There she is. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, sorry about Friday. That was a mess, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh, that was a mess. I'm sorry about it too. I was just saying, I'm just so glad they figured out what they had done and we all got it figured out because you and I were so perplexed. But I'm so glad that we got it all worked out.
And what you got behind you there? Is that your workspace? You've got replacements. What's the disk? What's the gold disk?
So that's the replacements. This is my office. Behind me is Coldplay Parachutes. And the 1975 beneath them, Dashboard Confessional, and then of course on my desk.
Oh yeah.
Look
What a handsome bastard.
that handsome bastard right
Jesus, what a
there.
stud.
What a stud. Do you have any thoughts of writing another book, John?
Yeah, of course I've thought about it. It's just finding the right angle, and it was quite a lot of work, and I had it, and it was a great thing to do, like that. It was great to do at that moment. I'm not sure. I don't know. I haven't quite got enough of that particular type of gas in the tank to write another one, I don't think. At least not yet.
So that feels like a different creative expenditure of energy in such a way, because obviously, I mean, we're so lucky that you have the tour gas in the tank right now because you're coming
Yeah.
back again. So is it a different kind of exhausting for you?
Absolutely. It's an entirely different kind of thing. And and I think also with the tour coming up, one has to be very physical. I've got to put a lot of time into, getting my body ready. And so I'm not looking to do something that perhaps requires me to be sitting typing on my computer for hours every day. But I think that, with that particular book, I mean, it was just, my parents had both died, and what that had meant was that, I grew up in this in their home. They both passed away in that home. I'd been going back to this place my entire life, wherever I'd gone with the band, wherever my career had taken me, I'd always gone back to this same street in South Birmingham. And then when my dad died, we sold the house and that was it. And actually a lot of my motivation for writing the book was like I needed to like pin down that memory, that memory of them and that memory of the place and what that, Nick grew up around the corner, and the two of us would walk up the hill and we'd go and get the bus into the city and and that whole and how our lives together evolved and how we connected with music and how and it just felt like a great time to write that story. And I've done that. I'm not quite sure what another book would say, but if it's meant to be, it'll happen.
I love keeping that door open. I truly do, because this book is my favorite rock memoir of all time. Your
Oh,
stories
wow.
are priceless and your voice is priceless.
Thank you.
Of course. And I just realized you asked what the gold disc was. I didn't answer. That's Florence and the Machine. The gold disc is
Oh,
Florence
right,
and the Machine.
right.
Okay. So we are so lucky that you're coming back. We're gonna have Duran Duran May 28th at the SAP Center. I've seen Duran Duran, I think I'm on 11 times. And the last one I was lucky enough to be at was September at the Chase Center. And one thing that struck me about everybody's performance, John, but you in particular, is you have this smile on your face. You go back and forth between concentrating and then you just start running across the stage and you've got that beaming smile on your face. And I thought, when I watch you, I wonder, is that smile is why you love to tour and why we get to have you back because of that energy that you feel like you get from it. Is that the case?
Yeah, it's an expression of all sorts of things. I mean, I love to perform. I mean, the Chase Center, I mean, man, that was fantastic, and it was so great to be. I mean, that building is amazing. And I was just so happy to be there. It'd been so long since we played like downtown San Francisco, and yeah, I mean, look, you've got to bring it, you've got to bring the energy. I think, when you've been doing it as long as we have, even probably even the most generous fans of the band kind of expecting us to be kind of, you know, darling, you know, what's it going to be like? And you have this opportunity to just like punch him in the face. Yeah. And for you to say that, Jane, you know, and you've seen us that many times and you've seen so many shows, that to me is what it's all about. We've got to surprise the audience. It's a big commitment, getting people out. There's so many other bands and artists that are touring. You know, why are they going to come and see Duran again? You know, we've got to, you know, you've got to bring it like you always bring it and then some. And, you know, and there's no reason why you can't, because, yes, youth is undoubtedly special, you know, and we all have energy in our young life that we can never replicate. But I think as we get older and we get smarter and we get more experienced, you know, you figure out, we know what our job is, you know, Duran, Nick, Simon, myself, Rog, and the guys that join, that play with us on stage, they all know what their job is, you know, and they're all bringing their experience to bear on that moment. We still know that moment when the lights go down, wherever we are, you know, wherever we are in the world, however big the venue is, it could be 50 people, you know, it doesn't matter. That light, those lights go down and you're in control, and it's your job to change, control the chemistry in the room, you know, to change the weather in the room.
I love that. And you do change the weather in the room. It's a live show that absolutely has to be experienced. And again, we're so lucky to get you back. Before I let you go, John, I have to ask one question, please, which was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So I always think of one of the times that I was lucky enough to spend some time with you, you and Simon told me something that I thought was so hilarious. I asked you to sign something, and of course you're as generous as you always are. And then you kind of made a sideways crack and you said, you know, Simon and I, we always joke that we've signed so many things that at one day, the only thing not signed by us on planet Earth will be the one that's actually valuable. Because you've signed so many things in your lifetime.
Right.
That always cracks me up. But so to that point, so many people have wanted their picture with you in your lifetime, John. I mean, you're asked for photos constantly. I was so curious, when you were at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, is there anyone you wanted a picture with?
Well, I will say this. I mean, everybody that performed on the stage that night impressed me. And, you know, any of your listeners that have not seen it, you know, you can see it on like streaming HBO. Mm-hmm. They did a really great job of like whomever the artist was, you know, and what we got, the Eurythmics, we got Eminem, we got Dolly Parton, Judas Priest, Lionel Richie. I mean, and everybody, you get this like 8 minute long behind the music kind of thing, this mini documentary, which really is all you need. You know, we got Robert Downey to induct us, which was kind of amazing, but everybody had somebody special. And then every artist got to play like an 8 minute segue of, you know, of like their best songs or their best songs on that night. And you watched everybody and you thought, wow, They're amazing. I came away thinking, I mean, Lionel Richie, I've never really given Lionel much thought. And I came away and I thought, wow, he's amazing. My wife's still talking about Judas Priest. You couldn't believe it. I mean, she was like, who are these guys? I'm like, they're Judas Priest. Like, you know, and I just think they're just wonderful showcases. And because you get that variety of artists, if you will. Mm-hmm. And everybody goes, you know what? I'm just so freaking happy to be part of this thing called music, you know, and, you know, and yes, we're all different, but we're all the same, you know, and we're all, and, you know, just because you were into metal or you were into hip hop, and I was into glam, whatever it is, we're all, you know, we're all connected with music, every one of us. And it was music that gave us our identities. Mm-hmm. You know, without music, you know, half those people that were on that stage would probably not even be alive anymore, you know, let alone actually become sort of successful and, you know, had a what you might call a successful life. I mean, you know, and I think that that's what, you know, I think that everybody in that room is just grateful. I mean, you've got to have a certain humility, right? I mean, if you are in a business, you know, where there were pioneers and there were people that came before you and people that opened the doors and people that showed you how it could be done. For me, whether it was Mick Jagger or Johnny Rotten, I mean, like between, you know, both those guys, if they hadn't have done what they did, you and I wouldn't be having this conversation, you know. So knowing that the path was beaten, you know, by so many others. And, you know, if I can be doing that for somebody subsequent to me, you know, if anybody saw Duran in the '80s or whatever and thought, you know, I want to be in music, then, you know what, that's it, you know.
And scores of people did. I mean, that's 1,000% it. Oh my gosh. I love every single time we get to talk, John. I'm so grateful for your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jane.
May 28th at SAP Center, we get you back. I couldn't be more thrilled to have Duran Duran back on the way. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, it's a little bit different coming back to the SAP Center, isn't it? It's a different part of the Bay Area. But Chase Center, wow. Mind you, I was watching a basketball game on Saturday night, actually, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's a great arena, isn't it?
It really is. And it was a perfect place to see you. That was a magnificent night. If I had to pick my favorite Duran Duran show I've ever seen in my entire life, was because it was on my birthday. And it was the way that I chose to spend my birthday was at the Greek in Berkeley years ago.
Oh, that was great too. I mean, I'll never forget that because, you know, funnily enough, there was a sea change in our audience. And we'd been around. That was the first date on the Paper Gods tour, that was. And it was the first, and I would say that the sound of the crowd had gone down a register. And it was the first time I was like, there's as many guys here as there is girls. It just felt like there was a change in the, you know, in the crowd. We've had some good ones. All right. Well, look, I'll look forward to seeing you there. What's the SAP Center like?
The SAP Center is a fantastic place to do a show. You are absolutely going to love it. Like you said, you change the weather at your shows. You really do. There's no energy like Duran Duran. There's no show like Duran Duran. So I couldn't be more thrilled to have another date on the calendar.
We're doing Bottle Rock as well the night before, right?
Yes, exactly. And that's a great festival. Wonderful event in Napa.
All right, my darling. Good to see you.
Thank you so
much. Stay well.
You too.
Bye.